views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth. You're listening to Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Have you ever wondered why some people work really hard for their money while others live lives of joy and abundance with seemingly little effort? You are about to learn powerful, tangible steps to shifting your mindset and connecting to your flow of money and abundance. Jennifer teaches you to connect to who you are at a soul level and how to use that connection to create a personal and specific relationship with money. Learn how money is a powerful tool to achieve your desires and your desires to then serve the world. So shake out your money-making truth right now. Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jennifer Bloom, host of Soul Wisdom Abundance, Create Wealth Through Spiritual Health on Transformation Talk Radio. This podcast is really all about creating conversations to help you get tangible results in your bank account, but getting those results in a way that's different than maybe how you've been taught throughout your life, and in a way where you don't feel like you have to sell your soul to get those dollars. I am thrilled that you are here and joining me and my guest for the next hour. My guest, who I'll introduce in a moment, and I are going to be talking about the topic of getting the results you want. That sounds pretty good to me. You know what? There's a lot of suffering when we don't have what we want, whether that's in the area of money or career or health or love, right? When we're in the position of really wanting something, we can get tunnel vision, start kind of pushing to get what we want, and end up really getting knotted up and not making much progress. So today's conversation is all about untangling those knots and understanding the most effective way to get to where we want to be. And I am delighted to be having this conversation today with Melanie Yost. Melanie, let me just tell you a little bit about her. She's a personal development coach and bullshit slayer for stressed out business owners and high achievers who need to make a change in at least one important area of their life, but have no idea where to start. She's a licensed clinical social worker and certified brain health coach who's been in the people empowering business for 30 years. She helps her clients recognize the thoughts, feelings, and belief patterns that are keeping them stuck and gives them the tools they need to make the changes to create life on their own terms. So Melanie, welcome.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm excited about where this conversation is going to go today, because I think that we all can relate to that pain and suffering that comes when what we want isn't coming. And I also think that when there's something that we really want, it's so easy to get hooked into the external results, right? Like measuring, are they here? Is it here? Is it here? And then really wanting action steps, like physical action steps that we can take to make something happen, because pain, suffering, it's no fun. We don't want it. But as both you and I know from our work, this really isn't the most effective way to create change. So how about if we start, Melanie, like when we're kind of in that place, when we're stuck and kind of tunnel visioned, what's one of the first questions that we can start to ask ourselves to get back on the road toward results?
Well, I'm a huge question asker, and I encourage all of my clients to ask questions. So the first question when you feel stuck is, what is going on here? Why am I feeling stuck? And what's right about what's going on that I'm not seeing? And I love that question because we fall into the judgment of right and wrong. And when things aren't going the way we want them to or think they should, we assume it's wrong.
And as soon as we label it as wrong, we're back really stuck in the mire again, right?
Correct. Correct. So shifting out of that, asking the question of what is right in this situation that I'm just not seeing.
Beautiful. So what could be an example of what's right about the situation?
Oh, well,
I know that's an open-ended question.
Well, it's more of like, it depends on the situation.
Yeah. So let's say when somebody comes to see you, what's the biggest area that they tend to be stuck in?
A lot of my clients are stuck because they are, they've reached a level of success and they're burned out, or there's something else. Usually it's financial success or business success, but they're burned out in another area of their life, or they need a change in another area of their life. So a relationship or a physical health, or they're just ready to change careers or industries or whatever. And so when someone is, the need to change is perpetuated, or the desire change, by perceived negative things going on in their current work situation or their current situation. So if you need a change in your relationship, you're fighting with your significant other, or if you need to change your physical health, you're having illness or pain or something. So those are all indicators. So we tend to label those things as bad. So, you know, I'm having chronic neck pain, so it's bad. No, what's right here? What is your body telling you? What information are you getting? So that's a signal of what can be right. And if you take the time to look at that, you can get really helpful information to move forward.
Yeah, absolutely. You get, again, the image that I have about, you know, when you're stuck in that pain cycle is, right, you're swimming in that big old vat of mud, and every time you get close to the edge of getting out, you're kind of drawn back in, right? Oh, there's more pain, that's bad. So now I'm back in the center of the mud. But if I can start looking at what's right, now I have the opportunity to really examine the edges of that mud circle, right? Or that mud spot, and learn what might be happening when I get out and onto the other side, right? When I step up and out of that mired situation.
Well, correct. And so it's a great opportunity to remember the law of polarity. The universal law of polarity says that something cannot exist unless its opposite is also in existence. So you can't have bad without good. And so it's learning to focus on the good. So it reminds me of Fred Rogers, his quote, you know, when he was a kid, he talked about he would see a tragedy and it would scare him. And his mom would say, look for the helpers. Because whenever there is a tragedy, there are always helpers. So it's shifting your focus from the bad to the good, because good always has to exist when there's bad.
I love it. Yes, absolutely. I talk about that in terms of problem and solution, right? Mm-hmm. There can be no problem without a solution also being available. So I ask my clients, I ask myself, right, when I'm in that place of the mud, is I ask to be the energy of the solution, right? To be into that, more into that place of possibility, right? So. Yes. Yeah. And I know that one of the things that that we've talked about, you and I, is that one of the really great questions to understand more about being in that solution space, or the way to put yourself into that, the good side, the pleasure side, the solution side, is asking the question, a bigger question about why, right? How am I, instead of the how, ask the question why. So can you say a little bit more about that?
Well, when you're the question why, when we think about getting better results, and people set goals, we have to set goals. And a lot of times people will set goals for things that they think they should want. So like I'm in this Facebook group, coaching for coaches, and it was really interesting. The leader posted a thing that she was having a conversation with a colleague that said, unless you have 100, some people want to make $100,000 in their business, but if that's all you are making, you're not really a business, right? So that leads to that whole, go big or go home and play a bigger game. And you should want a seven-figure business or a multi-seven-figure business. And if you don't, you're just lacking. And so people set goals because that's what they think they should want. So I'm a coach, so I should want that. And that's just not true. So I encourage people to ask, why do you want that? Why do you want that particular result? What will that create for you? What will that mean to you? How will you feel when you do that? And really get into, really dissect why they want something. Because once you understand the why, you're more motivated to do the things and feel the discomfort and make the internal changes and be who you need to be to create that result.
Absolutely. And the more that we get off of autopilot, right, like listening to other people, which is easier said than done in many cases, but when we can get off of that place of autopilot and really dial in and know who we are and know what we want, the more we are able to co-create, right, with the external, with the divine, with our how do I want to say this in a different way? We're really able to use that passion, as you said, to really impress out into the divine field what it is that we really want. Otherwise, we're just sort of like, yeah, kind of lukewarm. And when you put something lukewarm out into the divine energy, you sort of get lukewarm back, right?
Correct. Correct. And by asking the questions, the why and the and just a whole bunch of different questions, you make yourself more congruent with what you want. Because people say, oh, it doesn't, law of attraction doesn't work. Well, it's because you want something that you're not congruent with.
I heard, I'm trying to remember, I think it was actually, I believe it was Fabian Fredrickson, actually, years ago, I heard her talking about how, it's like being in a restaurant and saying, hey, I want a tuna sandwich, and to the waitress, and then, oh, wait, no, I want a bowl of soup, no, tuna sandwich, no, bowl of soup, and then getting angry, because you're hungry, right? I mean, we have, when we're clear, we get clearer results.
Well, and I would add to that example, so saying I want a tuna sandwich, but you don't really want a tuna sandwich. You really wanted this pasta, but you're trying not to eat pasta. So you order the tuna sandwich and the tuna sandwich comes, but you're dissatisfied with it and you're pissed off because it's not what you really wanted.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. So this is, we're getting on a roll and this is a great conversation, but we need to take a quick break. So you're listening to Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom. We are going to take the break, and then we come back, we're going to talk more about this place of possibility and how it actually creates real external results. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
So we're back on Soul Wisdom Abundance with me, your host, Jennifer Bloom, and my guest, Melanie Yost. And we're talking about getting the results that you want. But Melanie, before we go any farther with the conversation, I'd love to have you let our listeners know how to get in touch with you. If they have questions or they'd like to explore something with you.
The best way to get in touch with me is through my website, MelanieYost.com. Or they can shoot me an email if they want.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you. Okay. So we are talking about this, about getting the results that we want. What we're really touching on in that first segment is really starting to ask some bigger questions, getting out of our area of pain, asking some bigger questions. And really what we're alluding to is starting to really do some of the internal work so that we can get that external result that we want. So let's talk a little bit more about playing in this. I love this idea about playing in the possibility, right? Mm-hmm. We've talked about problem solution, so let's, what would you like to add about the juiciness of playing in the realm of possibility?
Well, you know, everything is possible. We live in such an abundant and complex universe that so many things are possible. And why things don't show up is because we've decided it's not possible, or we've closed those doors. And when you start asking questions and, you know, question after question, and you don't ask the question necessarily to find the answer, you really ask the question to open up the possibility. And then you are aware. You're aware of what's out there, what's next, what's possible, the next inspired step. So, go ahead.
No, please go ahead. Yeah.
So it's really about the playing in the juiciness is really in playing in the question, because we're trained, and that's really hard for us because we're trained to ask a question, find an answer. But once we find an answer, we shut down the energy. We shut down possibility because we've made a judgment of this is the right course. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. Okay. So yeah, just say a little bit more about playing in the realm of the question. That's really fascinating to me.
So Dr. Dane here with Access Consciousness, he proposed this question that I am using a lot. I mean, my phrase for the year is what's possible. So when I reach a situation that I don't know what to do, or I feel stuck, or it feels heavy to me, I'm like, okay, what's possible? But this question that he posed through Access Consciousness is, it's a long one. What's possible? And then you can be specific in this specific situation that I think isn't possible, that if I allowed the possibilities would actualize a different reality. And I love that because it's what's possible that I don't think is possible. So it's acknowledging that I'm not seeing it because I don't think it's possible. But if I allowed the possibilities, if I got out of my own way, I could create a whole new reality.
Yeah. So Melanie, what would you say to the, I was going to use the word skeptics, but that's not really the word that I want, because I think the better question is, what would you say to those people who are really playing in this realm of inner creates the outer, but are having a little bit of a hard time, right? Because maybe some other things are getting in the way and they're not getting the results that they want. So that here's this really amazing question, but then that part of their brain says, really? Does this really work? Like, can you give some examples of how inner work has created external results?
Well, you know, I think whenever we want a result that we haven't had before, a big part of us not getting that result, or if we want a result that we've tried for and failed, is that we aren't who we need to be in order to have that result. Mm-hmm. And doing your inner work allows you to change the belief systems and the mindsets and the unconscious choices from, you know, behaviors to thoughts or whatever that keep us who we have been and doing the things we've been doing and getting the results we've gotten, and doesn't allow us to move into who we need to be to have what we want. Because in order to have something you've never had, you have to do and think and feel and examine things you've never done before. Mm-hmm. So the inner work allows you to create different results. I do this workshop every spring, and I use horses because horses are such fantastic mirrors for our belief systems, our fears, our unconscious processes. And it's all about creating differently, learning to look at your emotions, learning to look at your energy patterns that are keeping you stuck and creating the same results, and knowing how to shift your energy and having those tools.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Absolutely. And I think that one of the tools that I work with is really about getting to know who you are at that soul level. Like, who are we really at our core, right? Because we have so many patterns, whether that's from family or religion or whatever sort of other thoughts are going on in this collective consciousness that we all live in, right? So the more we can get to know who we are at that core energy level, the more we get to shed some of those patterns and give ourselves permission to shift into that new space, right? That we've, yes, that we've never known. Like, and the, one of the tools that, and I've talked about it on the podcast before, but the tool that I love the most is soul language and getting to know the core energies of who we are. And for example, my core mission on this planet is pioneer. Right. And so what that helped, as soon as I heard that, I was able to relax because I'm interested in a lot of things. And there was always that judgment in the back of my mind of like, why do you need something new? Mm-hmm. What's the, why you don't, no, you need to turn back to what you've been doing and do that better or more or whatever. Right. But getting that specific piece of information, is freedom for me.
And I'd like to piggyback on that, because the thing that gets in our way is that judgment, like you were just saying.
Yeah.
So when we ask questions and we really come from a place of curiosity, we can step out of the judgment. So instead of, why am I doing this again? Stupid, stupid, stupid. We can ask the question of, what am I getting from this? What would I like to create differently? What would I like to do differently? Who do I need to become? Right? What's possible? And so you step out of that judgment. The questions can help you do that, because that's where we get stuck and get and drag ourselves back to where we don't want to be.
Yeah. 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 Absolutely. Absolutely. So when you are working with somebody, Melanie, what is your what's your perspective on sharing with them about, well, I call it sort of the being steps and the doing steps, right? The being steps meaning that internal work, and the doing steps meaning these are the things I'm going to actually have action on today, right? Mm-hmm. Out in the world. So when you're working with somebody, what's your suggestion about the percentage of time to kind of, and that's a really heavy scientific term, I don't mean it quite that strongly, right? Give me the percentage, give me an answer. But what's, you know, for somebody who's very, maybe action oriented, how do you help them be in that being space a little bit and giving themselves the time and the space to ask the questions and do that inner work?
Well, it's really about making the commitment to to change some habits and put some systems in place. James Clear talks about this in his book, Atomic Habits, that when you don't get a result you want, it's a systems issue, but it's also an identity issue. So put some systems in place and clear the time. Because if you're constantly going, you're constantly going to your default mode, if you do what you've always done, you're going to get what you've always gotten. Yeah. So it's making the commitment to do something different. So one of the things that I encourage my clients to think about when it comes to goals or results is their responsibility is to get clear on, you know, what do they want? Like big picture, the vision, what direction are they heading? Why do they want it? And who do they need to be to get it? Mm. And then ask the questions and pay attention to what, because when you ask a question, you'll get an answer, but it's not going to come. You have to pay attention. You have to become aware to see. And then take inspired action. And so part of the problem that I think people run into, and particularly spiritual people run into, is they're always looking for a sign and they don't want to take action until they get a sign. And they're afraid to take the wrong action. But the universe likes activity. It likes direction. So take an action. You can always course correct because it's easier to keep something moving when it's moving than to get it from stopped to moving.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that Abraham Hicks says that I just love is like, you know, you humans, you stand out at the end of your pier and you think you see your ship leaving and you think, well, there it went. And no, there's another ship coming. Right. And there's one after that and one after that. And again, if we can get out of the land of judgment, right? Because that's really what that's about.
Yes,
right? It's
correct.
Like, oh no, I need to do it right this time. Right. Yeah. Okay. So what I would love for us to do after we take a quick break is let's talk about some more specific things that people can be doing to ask the questions. We'll talk about some specific exercises. But for now, I'm Jennifer Bloom, and you're listening to Soul Wisdom Abundance, Create Wealth Through Spiritual Health. As I said, when we get back, we're going to start offering some specific exercises to really begin to play in the juiciness of the possibility. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Do you need a makeover on your finances? Do you have more month at the end of your money? Do you wonder where all your money goes? Donna at Palmore has been helping people since 2015 gain control of money so they can live out their purpose. If you need help or know someone that does, go to ProverbsFinancialCoaching.com to book your free 30-minute consultation.
Hi, this is Kimberly Carlson. And I would love for you to tune in to All In Healing Radio, where together we will begin to experience health, happiness, and harmony in all areas and aspects of life. Join us every first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. on TransformationTalkRadio.com. All In Healing will help you release layers of negative beliefs and energies for radiant health, deep joy, and greater abundance. Visit me at KimberlyCarlson.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
For stimulating conversation and keys that will change your life, tune in to Dynamic Destiny with Coach Pete every first and third Wednesday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Pete to get clarity for your calling and practical wisdom for results. For more about Coach Pete, visit PeteCoaching.com. That's P-E-T-E coaching.com.
We are back on Soul Wisdom Abundance, Create Wealth Through Spiritual Health with me, your host, Jennifer Bloom, and my guest, Melanie Yost. We've been talking about getting the results we want and playing in the possibility as a way to start creating what you want. And we're going to get to some specific exercises here in a moment. But what I would love to do, Melanie, is in the last segment, we talked a lot about our responsibility in creating, but let's talk for a second then about, and maybe this is reverse order, right? But what's the universe's job? What is it that we are leaving to the divine? What's the divine's job in this whole process?
So if we're getting clear on what we want and why we want it and who we need to be to get it, the universe's responsibility is to match our energy. So that's why we sometimes get things that we don't think we want, or we don't say we want, but it's matching our energy. So it matches our energy, resonates with our thoughts and our feelings. The universe also knows, managing is like a big project manager. He knows the kind of the goals of everyone. So it's arranging. So once you're clear on who you need to be, what you want and why, it's arranging. It starts arranging. The problem is we give up too soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. The proverbial 3 feet from gold, right?
Yes. 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 And then when we give up, the universe is like, oh, okay. So cancel all of that. Now where we're going.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting if we were to focus on money, I call the gap between saying what we want and then receiving it, in that gap space is the time we have to be prosperous, right? Yes. That's, we have to hold our vibration in a way that is in coherence with what we're asking for. And to tie it back to, you know, to what you were saying, you know, when we're working on a goal that perhaps we haven't had great results in, and then we're in the judgment cycle and we're swimming in the mud, it can be a bit of a challenge to hold that vibrational space until the universe has returned with the results that you're asking for.
Yes. And the thing that I encourage my clients to do in that, so that holding that vibrational space, the easy way to do that, or an easier way, is to shift your focus. So if you're wanting, we'll use the money, if you're wanting more abundance or prosperity, and you have $3 in your checking account, then in that time between the request and the receiving, you notice, you focus on the areas of your life where you are prosperous, where money does show up. So you find that nickel on the street. You get that unexpected refund. You get a $5 gift card. It's not the windfall maybe you've asked for, but it is showing up, and you focus on that and you express gratitude for that. And that's how you hold the vibration.
Yes, absolutely. That place of appreciation is so powerful.
Yes.
And I know that, you know, I'll have people say to me, yeah, but intellectually they get it, but then when you come to practice, it can be a little bit of a challenge. And so they'll say to me, but I don't want the universe to think that that's enough, right? I don't want to be in a place of appreciation until I have the whole thing, because otherwise it'll shut it down. You know, but I think that that goes back to years of programming, right? If we're talk religion, we talk God, where, okay, you need to do X, you need to do Y, you need to do Z, you need to do AA, BB, right? And before you can get what you want. You know, it's sort of, I think it just, it gets really tangled, right? It just,
well,
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes. And I think the other piece of that is it does get really tangled. But I also encourage people to think about, you know, when you're the giver, it is no fun to give to somebody who isn't grateful. Right. So if you give a gift, you know, and it's something that you know that they've been wanting, and you give it to them, or you give a piece of it to them, and they're like, meh.
Right.
It's no fun. And it does not generate that desire to give more. And so that gratitude is that constant, yes, I'd like more. So that's what I tell people. You can say, this is fantastic. I'd like more, please. What else is possible? You know, how can it get this? That's another question. How can it get better than this? This is fantastic. Thank you. How can it get better than this?
Love it. And you can start to feel the momentum of that, right?
Yes.
As you start to ask those kinds of questions, like, wow, how could it be better than this? What yeah. next is possible? That's another, you know, I tend to think about possibility as sort of playing in the quantum field. And it's also this space of momentum creating, where you are literally creating all kinds of possibilities to come your direction.
Correct.
Yeah. And it's, I think that, you know, I'm not sure the statistic is a fact verified, but you know, when you think about an airplane taking off, what is it? They say you use 90% of your fuel
yeah.
on the takeoff, right? So, you know, it's about being able to stay with it long enough that you're creating that momentum. So you shared, appreciation. What would be another suggestion that you have for people about an exercise that they could do to be able to keep that momentum long enough for the universe to do its thing?
So the first one is the focus. So focus on mm-hmm. seeing, look for what you're asking for. And two is the appreciation. And the expression of the appreciation and the feeling, because feeling energy is way more is way stronger than thought energy. That's why, like, the positive affirmations, people are like, oh, well, I say I'm wealthy. And then they look in their bank account and there's $3, and their feeling is like, no, you're not.
Exactly. Nope. That's wrong. Yep.
Right. And that's what sends out that incongruent energy. So it's the feeling of the appreciation. And then once you have that momentum, you just keep asking the questions, and you, and so, you know, if you're sinking down in, if you find yourself defaulting back to negative thoughts, so you can ask a question, who would I be if I didn't think this thought? Who would I be if I already had this thing that I'm asking for? How would I feel? How would I show up? What would be possible for me then? So keep asking questions. You can ask one question after another, because it just keeps building.
That's beautiful. I love that last bit. I saw somebody post in a coaching group that I'm part of the other day, and she was talking about how her coach had raised her prices significantly. And I'm not going to give numbers, because that's a whole other game.
Right.
But what the coach told her was, look, you know, 6 months before I raised my rates, I decided that I was going to be the kind of person, I was going to be the kind of coach who would be able to charge this next amount of money. And from the clothes I wore to the, you know, tightening up my coaching skills to changing my language, both internally and externally, right? It's this really beautiful description of becoming the person that you want to be, or becoming the person who has the kind of results. So instead of saying, wouldn't it be great if I made more money in my job? It was, okay, who do I get to be?
Yeah.
That's such a powerful question.
I agree 100%. I love that thinking of who do I need to be to get this result?
Yeah. Yeah. And so we're just about at the end of our part of the conversation. So what is one last piece of advice or suggestion you would like to give somebody who is really ready to make that change, who hears these steps and thinks, is that enough? or how can I really get started here?
Well, I think the desire to get started is a great place. Because you can't change if you have a closed mind, or if you think that you're doing everything or it'll never work. So that desire, and then what do you want to do with that desire? You know, what are you willing to do? Who are you willing to become? And there are some people who, you know, and that makes the difference. I really like a seven-figure business, but are you willing to do what needs to be done to have that? And sometimes the answer is no, and that is okay.
Yes. So true. We could talk for days about all of the things that get imprinted on us regarding money. But, I think that there's a lot of advice given out that feels a lot like shame in a coaching industry and lots of other industries too, is particularly around money. Well, and you mentioned it before, if you don't have X number figure for your business, then you're not really doing business. And to be able to give ourselves permission, again, to really tap in, know who we are, and have full permission to go after what it is that you want. And this is my full pioneer energy telling people, right? This is that part of myself, right? You get to wage whatever new pathways you want, right? That's you.
Yes. And as you're deciding what you want and what you don't want, what you really want, here's a tip. And it's interesting. I've done this my whole life. And then I learned it in hypnosis, and I heard it again in Access Consciousness. But if it feels light, if you're thinking about doing something and it feels light, move towards it. If it feels heavy, move away from it.
Beautiful. I love that. It's a quote, simple thing to remember. And yet it is something that can provide so much direction and permission, right? Oh, correct. Nope. I get to let that. That's heavy. I just get to let that one go.
Exactly. If it's heavy, it's not for you.
Yeah. Love it. Well, that, I think that's a perfect place to end up our segment. Melanie, thank you. I really appreciate your wisdom and your participation in the conversation and everything that you added on being able to get people the results that they want.
Thank you so much for having me. I really, really enjoyed chatting with you.
So I'm going to encourage anyone who is curious to reach out to Melanie at melanieyost.com or drop her an email. And for now, this is Jennifer Bloom with Soul Wisdom Abundance, Create Wealth from Spiritual Health. We're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, I'm going to give some additional exercises about creating change in the area of money. So stay tuned.
Your inspiration all day on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you ever wondered what your pets think about? Do you know what your pets are saying to you? Dr. Monica will be your pet's translator to help you understand what your pets are trying to communicate to you. Enhance the bond with your furry friends on Pets Talk with Pet Communicator Dr. Monica each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Dr. Monica, visit petcommunicator.com.
The Side Gig is an amazing way to get your favorite products for free, extra income, and have fun in the process. Hi, I'm Julia Hummingbird Jewel, and I've had so much fun marketing products that I love and use. If you're interested in a side gig, contact me by clicking on my reverse aging page at www.hummingbird-jewel.com.
Hey, how's it going? If it's stressful or just plain exhausting, New Light Living is here to ask, is this the way you want to live? Join me, your intuitive spiritual life coach and host, Erica Sullivan, every week on New Light Living. Discover the power of creative tools to start living every day as your ideal dream day. See your life in the new light. To learn more, visit newlightliving.com.
Welcome back to Soul Wisdom Abundance with me, your host, Jennifer Bloom. So what I want to do in this last part of our conversation about getting the results you want is I want to talk about, Melanie and I have been talking about money. We are using that as some of our examples, but I would like to take it another level deeper and get started in giving you some things to think about in creating the change that you want. Okay. So I think that one of the powerful things that that Melanie was sharing with us was asking the question of why. Okay, so what I'm going to ask you each to do is just pause for a moment. And if creating more money is something that is on your radar, why? And let's do this from a place of curiosity rather than judgment, because sometimes I think the question why can actually sound a little judgy, like, why do you want that? But it's really set in the spirit of why. What's the, again, to bring in another term that we were talking about, what's the possibility here? What is it that you really want about creating more money? Okay, and just notice what bubbles to the surface for you. And, you know, if this is an intriguing question, I'm going to invite you maybe to do a little bit of journaling about it. You know, if you're really starting to get some good information, or if maybe you're finding that you've got a few things coming, but you don't have a full answer. So just take a little bit of time and do some journaling around that. Okay. It's interesting because I think that one of the reasons why it's a challenge to get results from a money standpoint is that our why is often many layered, and it's a little bit different than what we want to create. So, for example, oftentimes when I'm asking clients about why is it that you would like to create some more money, is that the answer that comes is some form of, I want a little bit more safety. Or when I have X amount of money, I can feel safe. I can relax. I can let go. That might look like creating enough money for current bills, or creating some sort of a safety net, or having enough for retirement, right? That's how it can kind of show up. But really what you're wanting, what you're asking for, is to feel safe. It might also, your why might look a little bit like proving your personal, in quotes, enoughness, right? If I'm out working my business, then I get, and I have money that's coming to me because of that business. Now, maybe what I say is, oh, well, I have the right message, right? I'm saying the right things. I'm being the right person, right? So money often comes up as a validator, validating the work that you do, validating your message, validating that you're being a good person. Okay. There are any number of other whys that can come up, but what you want to really notice is your why something that is leading towards more abundance, or is really speaking about lack? Because it gets a little tricky. When your why is all about safety, it's really what you're amplifying is, I don't feel safe, right? I can't feel safe until I have X in the bank account. Well, depending on what that number is, that might take a little bit of time, but what you're impressing out into divine energy is, I'm not safe. I'm not safe. I'm not safe, right? Or if it's a worthiness issue, if it's an enoughness issue, then, right, it's, I'm putting out, I'm not worthy, I'm not enough, And it's really hard then for universal energy to respond in any way other than to show you that you aren't enough and that you're not safe. Okay. So, you know, it's really hard to play in the place of possibility when you're on the lack side, right? Melanie and I were speaking about creating that momentum, but it's of the momentum of possibility, but that's a really hard to generate when it's worry and fear and anxiety. Okay. So this is a huge reason why I'm such a big advocate of bringing soul into the conversation. The why around enoughness and the why around safety are all ego generated, and not ego from a place of selfishness, but ego from a place of wanting to keep you safe and alive. That's ego's job, right? And money has gotten very attached to this concept of being safe and alive. So if we can switch over our interaction with money to a soul level, we get to drop that, right? And we get to drop it because as you spend more time connecting in with the divine, you end up knowing without a doubt that your true source of safety is being a part of the divine. No matter what happens externally, no matter how much in your bank account or how little in your bank account, you are still of the divine. And you have that inherent safety. And as a unique strand of the divine, you are already enough. Your worthiness is right there for you. It's not even a question. You get to tick that box, right? So when we look at money through our soul eyes, right, then we're able to let go of those, the aspects of our why that kind of entangle what we want with lack. Okay. So then I guess the question becomes, what else could be part of your why? Right? And this is where, you know, Melanie was speaking about that choice of, does it feel light or does it feel heavy? Right? Safety, enoughness, right? That feels pretty heavy. But what about your why being something like joy, adventure, possibilities, right? One of the most amazing things that comes with money is that sense of freedom, right? I can be, do, have whatever I want. And sometimes money is part of that. And sometimes we get to create other things in that be, do, have. But can you sense how if you were to send out on a regular basis that feeling of joy, that feeling of adventure, that feeling of possibility, right? What that does both to your impression that you're putting out there into the quantum field, into the formless form of the divine. But also remember, I spoke of the gap, right, between what you want and receiving what you want, and that space of being prosperous. I will have a lot more to say about that on other episodes. But this space, if you bring joy and adventure and possibility into that gap, right, until the universe is going to be able to bring you what you want, then you are, right, that is really going to hold you and allow everything to spin close. Okay. All right. So take a look at your why and do the best that you can to bring it into something that feels light. And that is going to be an incredible start into getting the results that you want, right? So we've come to the end of this conversation. Thank you all for tuning into Soul Wisdom Abundance. This was a delightful conversation to have with you all. And please, if I can help in any other in any way, please reach out to me. You can get to me through my website at jenniferbloom.com. And then join me every first and third Friday at 12 Eastern and 9 Pacific. During the next episode, we're going to be talking with Nat Kropmetry all about receiving and opening to receive what you want. So have a great couple of weeks, everyone, and I'll see you here next time.
Thank you for listening to Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Jennifer Bloom or listen to past shows, visit jenniferbloom.com. You can subscribe to this podcast on any of your favorite podcasting outlets. Simply search Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom.